Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander. This morning, not doing a solo, but I have a special guest. Something we've talked about this before, both Leanne and I, and we had the guest on one other time along with an associate of hers. But this morning, I'd like to welcome Liz Schreier, who is the Community Resource Center Director for St. Andrew's Lutheran Church. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you, Garwin. It's great to be here.
What we want to do this morning is give the community a little bit of an insight on what happens with the Community Resource Center. Who's involved? What do they do? If you want to get involved, I know they will be delighted to welcome you in the door for some assistance or even a little financial help. So, Liz, let's start out with that. What does a Community Resource Center do?
Well, St. Andrew's Lutheran Church is really a congregation who has put our faith into action and responded to the call to provide help and hope for our neighbors in need.
Okay.
We opened the Resource Center 5 years ago as a way of reaching out and being a church where people can come not only to worship and be spiritually fed, but also to be a place where you can find practical assistance. We provide emergency shelter, homeless prevention, employment mentoring, counseling services, and basic needs such as food and personal hygiene items.
So let's just take each one of those very briefly and just talk about it. You say they provide emergency shelter. I'm a divorced person, male or female, and I got some kids. I've lost my home. How do you start on that? What do you do for the people?
Well, first, you know, we would invite you in, Garwin, to go through a meeting with a case manager of ours who is it's an intake process where we want to find out about your situation and where we can best help you and provide resources. Listen, it is extremely difficult for families to make ends meet, even when you have two working parents. It does not take much for a family to fall behind on bills and fall into homelessness. Cost of living in the metro area right now for a family of four is $47,676. Let's say you have two parents working full-time at $10 an hour, which actually is above minimum wage. That is still not enough to make ends meet. And think about how many single parents we have out there. Frankly, I think it's hard to believe that we actually have homeless families in Washington County, but believe me, we do. About 72% of the families that we have sheltered are single moms with kids. Just over 20% of those that we shelter are two-parent households, and almost 10% are single dads with children.
Well, that sounds like a tremendous responsibility. You talked about feeding, food. Providing shelter is one thing. You also provide food for them.
We do. Here's the thing. There are so many ways that we can intervene before homeless would become a reality, and food is one of those ways. So that you can keep more money in your pocket, we try to provide some of those basic needs so that you can spend your money on rent and heat and paying your bills. We're not a food shelf, but we do have a food pantry. And so what we are here for really is to supplement the services of your food shelf. If you were to visit a food shelf, Garwin, you could go and do that once a month.
Do you have cookies there?
We have lots of cookies.
Okay, I'll be over.
Frankly, after every service on Sunday, too. So we try to supplement the food shelf visits. Maybe you've already made your visit for your once a month, and the end of the month is here, and you don't have food on your table. We're here to fill that gap, and so we provide some food kits, which consists of 4 to 5 days' worth of food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, just to sort of help you get by until you can make that food shelf visit again. The other thing that we provide for foods is we offer a free community meal every Thursday night.
Now, let's talk about that very briefly. Every Thursday night, and I've been there a couple times, there's a free community meal at St. Andrew's. everybody is welcome. Everybody's invited.
Yeah, and people love it. And I don't know if they love it, frankly, for how great the food is or for the sense of belonging and community that it provides for everybody. It's just a great way for people to get together once a week and have a meal and visit with some friends.
Now, I want to disperse a thought here. This is not limited to the Lutheran people in Manamedi or Stillwater. You have some agreements or working relationships or whatever you want to call them with other churches around the area. Guardian Angels, for example, there is a program over there where they shelter people.
Mm-hmm.
And you provide some of the food for that.
Yeah, so we have several partnerships with churches in the area. Frankly, we rely really heavily on volunteer help. And those volunteers are coming from all kinds of different churches, and they're providing over 100 hours a week of service to keep this program going. But we do have a very special and important relationship with Guardian Angels in that they are the shelter for our families. When we opened the Community Resource Center for probably the first year and a half, we would place families into local hotel rooms to provide the shelter for them. Guardian Angels approached us and offered their rectory building, which was sitting empty right on their property. And so after a few conversations, really it became clear that
you
this
jumped all over that one.
Oh, we did. This was a fabulous opportunity, and it's been a fabulous partnership. And we are able now to shelter as many as 7 families in that rectory building that was just sitting empty.
It's a magnificent place because I've been over there working several evenings when they do the evening meal.
Yep.
And it is amazing what they do. Now, besides Guardian Angels, you have a relationship with other churches in the area?
We do. Basically, people that are coming forward to just kind of want to be involved and help. Many, many churches and many denominations.
Okay,
and so it's
open to everybody.
It's a community resource center.
That's great. One of the things that always amazes me, and I just asked Liz before we went on the air, what's the budget for this that you have for this center?
Well, that's a great question. And I want to stress how important every one of our dollars comes from private donations. It comes from the support of St. Andrew's Lutheran Church, and it comes from grant money. And so we don't take any government funding. And so this is all privately funded. And we run on a budget of about $450,000 a year.
You could use more money.
We can always use more money.
If somebody was very generous and called you and said, I've got a $50,000 or $100,000, you'd take it?
We would take it. And, you know, the amount of people that we can serve and that we can help is directly proportional to the amount of money that we take in.
Do you ever run out of services available because of staffing or money or available buildings?
Well, certainly. We do fill up, and we do have to turn people away. That's the unfortunate part. But we are always looking for more churches to partnership. Personally, I have to believe that there are more churches out there that are sitting with empty rectory buildings on their properties that maybe they're not using. And so we would love to connect with other churches to form new partnerships and really shelter more people if we possibly could.
You do have a relationship with Washington County, too, to a degree.
We do, to a large degree. We have been so sheltering families in Washington County since we opened. What would happen too is, you know, we are the day center where we are providing case management and we are setting goal plans with our guests, and we're working really closely with our families and helping them connect so that they can find that job or find the housing and get out of homelessness. And what happened was Washington County started, when they would be sheltering a family, they would send their family over to St. Andrews during the day. They would shelter them at night in a hotel. send them to St. Andrews during the day and say, you know, work with those case managers because they're going to help you find stability at the end of your journey here. And so we very often worked with Washington County families that we weren't even sheltering. And so as a result of that, it just kind of became clear that we were sort of the experts in helping these families gaining stability. We don't just provide shelter. Probably the most important piece that we do along the way is the case management piece and the goal planning. And so we are right now the official family shelter for all of Washington County.
Liz, give your phone number over there so that if somebody has some questions, and we're going to give it again, but if I don't bring it up right away, I'll forget to do it.
Absolutely. Our phone number is 651-762-9124.
9124. 651-762-9124. 24. My dyslexia kicked in. I wrote 29.
Uh-oh.
Okay. One of the things that's always important for a group like this is you do have some full-time people, but the bulk of the people who are there are part-timers. Come in and volunteer for this or that. So just give me just a little short. How many full-time people do you have?
Okay, so we are a staff of 6. That includes 2 case managers. We have an intake specialist who handles all of the phone calls and all of the questions coming in, as well as people that are just walking in and needing assistance. We have a volunteer coordinator. We have a child care advocate. And so she's the one that every day she is watching the kids for all of our guests that are in shelter so that they can get to work and put in a full day to find that job or find that housing. And then there's myself.
So you run this $240,000 business with 6 full-time people.
450. Yes, we do.
Or 450. What did I say?
Mm-hmm.
240. Yeah,
yep.
450. That's
amazing.
It's really the dyslexia again. It's a business.
It is amazing.
It's amazing. No. It's a big business.
Mm-hmm.
And then have all these people walk in and volunteer. Because every time I've worked over at the Guardian Angels for an evening, there are new people. I've never seen them before.
Yeah.
And it just is amazing.
Well, it's really created, I think, an excitement in our community. How often are you sitting at church or elsewhere and you're hearing about all these great things that are going on and you are inspired to help other people? This is really a direct way that you can help and meet the people you're helping. Not just giving your money to an organization and hoping that it goes to the right place. I think people like that face-to-face interaction, and it's personable, and they get to know who they're helping. It's a great way to connect people.
It's marvelous. It's just marvelous.
Yep.
Last year, you gave a little talk at church last Sunday, and you told about how many people you serviced last year.
Yep.
Can you give us a little bit of that?
Yeah, I sure can. These numbers are, they're really absolutely astounding. In the last 5 years, we were actually celebrating our 5-year anniversary of being open. And so I was giving 5-year numbers, and in the last 5 years, our community resource center has provided emergency shelter for 506 families, yeah, including 998 children. So when you kind of stop and think about the enormity and the amount of people that is serving, it's unbelievable. We have also, you know, we're very big into prevention as well. Like we mentioned, the food and the other basic needs that we provide. Those are all little things along the way that you can do to help people stretch their budget. And we also have a rental assistance program, so we can prevent homelessness. And so we have done that for 400 families so that they can stay out of experiencing the stress of homelessness. And that's been important.
It is amazing. It's just amazing for a group of 6 people and a bunch of volunteers to provide all of those assistance. Are there some things that you'd like to cover that you can't do yet because of size or financial?
Well, like I mentioned, we are always looking to gain more partnerships and support with other churches. We actually are in conversation right now with a church more on the northern end of town because we're having some difficulty servicing some of those people that are Hugo and Forest Lake and north of there. Even though they're part of Washington County has such a long span. I think it's 50 miles from north to south.
It's a big county, yeah.
So it's not real convenient for a homeless family in Forest Lake to access our services when our shelter is in Oakdale. They have a hard time getting to school for the kids, and the parents have a hard time getting to work. So if we can establish something more in that northern end of town, that's what we're striving for right now.
Okay. Again, let's give our phone number. I'm going to do this three or four times because if we don't, we'll forget
Good.
To do it.
Yep, that's great. It's 651-762-9124.
Always, always, always you're looking for financial help.
Always. It's the only way that we can keep doing what we're doing. You know, we've got some programs, too, that kind of on the side and in addition to this daily business of sheltering and preventing. You know, every week we pack food in the backpacks for 45 children in our area that would otherwise be maybe going without food on the weekends. That's a big deal.
Let's stop with it. Let's talk about that just a moment.
Yeah.
See it. Let's talk about go through that again.
Okay. So
I didn't know you did.
Yep. So, you know, we all know that there are many students who are on free and reduced lunch. For many of these students, that lunch is the only meal they get of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this. And so we have been contacted by social workers from school districts. I'm talking about District 622. And so we have four schools that we provide. They have identified these children who they think are not eating on the weekends. So what we do is pack enough food to get them through a weekend. These social workers come and pick up these 45 bags. They know exactly who these children are. So without embarrassing these children or identifying them, they put the foods in the backpack. The kids come to their locker at the end of the day. They take their backpack and they get on their bus with all their buddies and nobody knows the
better. Nobody knows who's in it.
But there's a bunch of food in there, and so we know they're okay for the weekend.
That's amazing. That's something I didn't know you did.
Yep.
That's amazing. Where do you see this program going?
You know, as we continue to recognize needs, I see us creating processes to take care of these needs. This was a great example, the food in the backpacks for
right.
the kids, right? We also recognize that come Thanksgiving, many people don't have a Thanksgiving meal on their table. Well, so we provide a shopping experience, and we invite families from two different food shelves in. We supply vouchers, and they come in, and they shop for their food, and we give them a turkey. And so we know that nearly 200 families every year are having a Thanksgiving meal because of what the Community Resource Center is doing.
What the big problem big question that I have is how do you expand this program to really cover everybody? Because you said there are people who fall through the crack.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've heard you tell about when you first started out, you had people that were sleeping in their car and you had no place for them because everything was full.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the biggest, I'm sure that's a big tearjerker for you people to have to turn people away.
It's hard work.
It's got to be terrible. It's got to be devastating because
you're
doing so wonderfully for most people, but there are some people you just can't help.
Right.
You run out of money. You don't have a place for them. What do I do? And so that's why it's very, very important that some people have some time, some energy, or money.
Yep. Here's the thing, though, Garwin. When people come to us and let's say we don't have a place for them to stay, or we can't provide that shelter, or maybe we don't have the money to help them with rent assistance for that month. What we do always provide, first and foremost, we are a church, and we are a people that care. And so there have been many, many times where I have sat down and talked with people about what they're going through, about what their situation is. And by the time we're done with our conversation, they get up and say, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, you have helped so much. And they walk out the door and I think, we actually haven't even given them anything, but you listen. And it, for so many people, you don't realize how many people there are out there that don't have people that listen or don't have people really that they can connect with.
Nobody and
that
to talk to.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. And they don't know people care, and they know we care.
That is, again, that's very, very important. Again, let's go back to the other groups that are involved. We know Guardian Angels. Give me a list of, or off the top of your head, you're not going to catch them all, of the other groups, other churches who are involved a little bit. Can you do that? I know Trinity is involved a little bit here, aren't they? And
so here's kind of the funny thing. As we get volunteers stepping up and spending their time with us, we're sort of all in mission together at the Resource Center. And so people aren't necessarily talking about the churches that they're coming from.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. But I mean other, like Guardian Angels supplying the building. Do you have any other churches?
Yeah, we have certainly First Lutheran Church in White Bear Lake. They recognized quite a while back that people were coming to them that they could not necessarily provide services for, and so they were referring people over to the Community Resource Center,
okay.
Which is what many churches do, because we are equipped to handle some of those situations. And so they, you know, they financially support us every year because they recognize that they're sending us people and that they can't
They need the help.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Again, financially, You are probably pretty well strapped in size for that one little wing that you have of the church. Have you been thinking about perhaps adding some space someplace?
We absolutely are, Garwin. It really is the goal of St. Andrew's for the Community Resource Center to sort of take over the whole Great Hall building. They're very soon thinking about adding or are going to add a counseling center.
Okay.
And so that's going to be another important piece of it's going to provide great service for our community. Many people are just not getting counseling services that they need. They show up to visit with a pastor, and pastors are wonderful, and of course they listen, and they do as much as they can do, but very often some of the things that people are coming to the pastors with are a bit over their heads, and so some people need professional counseling. And so we are working at setting up that counseling center so that folks who are going through divorce or have a child that's depressed or maybe an eating disorder, all kinds of things.
Right.
So we are going to expand and have a counseling center. The other thing we are planning on doing this fall is opening a distribution for clothing. It's such a huge need for our families.
That was my next question to bring up.
Yep.
You beat me to it.
I did, yeah. So, and that's, you know, that's real. Usually by the time families are coming to us and they're homeless, they have moved an average of 3 times. And so by the time they get to us, they're pretty much carrying what they can carry.
What they own is on their back. Yeah.
And so, you know, in this great state of Minnesota, we have a change of seasons and our kids are always growing. And so they don't always have their winter jacket from the last season. And the kids have grown out of most of their clothing. And so that is just a constant need that we're trying to fill. And so we're going to fill that need starting this fall.
I know both Leigh and I have taken a lot of our clothes up to the church, and the church uses them. When you send somebody out for a job, you actually give them?
We do.
Clothes.
Yep.
I'm going to say decent clothes. I didn't want to say the word, but I'll say it anyway.
Yeah. No. We specifically ask for interview clothes, and we have right. 4 racks of interview clothing, so that exactly that reason. When they get that interview, we want them to go prepared, and we want them to look the part, and
be confident, feel good.
Yep.
Stick your chin out and say, "I'm here."
That's right.
Yeah. And that's very difficult when you're. Clothes are ratty and you're hungry and you don't feel good about yourself or the world.
Yep.
And we've all been through that.
Yep. We need to be able to present our best self.
Okay.
And we do have, you know, speaking of those interviews, we have employment mentors that come in and are assigned to our guests, and they work very closely with our guests to find that job. They go through a three-part process, and they really help our guests to identify what kind of job are you striving for? Where are your gifts? What do you want to be doing? Not just going out and getting any job.
Right, and giving them some tips on the interview process and what do we say. And
writing their resume.
Resume.
They go through all of that.
That's very, very important.
It's been a great success.
Okay. So one more time, give the phone number.
651-762-9124.
762-9124. Well, I can't even read it. 762-9124.
That's it.
Always, always, always you're looking for financial help.
We are.
You're looking for volunteers.
Always.
What else would you take? Obviously, you're looking for clothes, good clothes that people can use for job interviews.
Yep.
Or stuff for the kids that you can pass on for the winters or the summers or whatever.
Yep.
What else would you take?
Here's the other thing that we love to provide our families with when they are getting out of shelter and they are getting into their own home. They have basic needs that we like to meet. So we are giving them silverware and dishes and pots and pans and towels and blankets and bedding. And those are all things that we like to provide for them so that they can enter their new home and actually be set up.
So they can actually feel like a home.
Like a home.
Instead of having to scrounge and try to get by.
Right.
Liz, this has been marvelous. We're running out. We've got about a minute and a half left. So give another pitch for people to volunteer or money or whatever, and then we'll wind this up.
Yeah, well, we just so appreciate all the volunteers that we have, both at the Community Resource Center and at Hope for the Journey Home. We are just always looking for people to help at both places. And so the gift of your time is really something that we are ever grateful for. And we appreciate every minute that people give us.
It's amazing how many people. Do you have any idea how many volunteers you've had over the years?
It's been hundreds.
Hundreds. Yep. It's amazing. And be sure to stop by Thursday night at St. Andrew's at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
And there's a free meal.
Free meal in the Great Hall.
In the Great Hall. And meet some people.
Meet some people. We do a drawing.
And
crafts for the kids.
Yeah. So it's really kind of neat.
Yep.
I always felt guilty about going up and eating a free meal, but
No, we always have more than enough. That's the idea, Garwin.
Yeah, I know, but
it's for the whole community.
Still makes me feel guilty. I'm just the way I was raised, I guess.
That's where we get to connect.
That's right. And it's really kind of neat. So one more time, give your phone number, and we're delighted to have you on this morning, Liz.
Thank you so much. We are at 651-762-9124, and I appreciate you having me.
And this has been wonderful. Give Liz a call. If she's not available, there's other people that will talk to you, and there's a lot that people can do to help, assist, and make the community better. So thank you for being with us this morning on The Wise Money Show.